take me back to your NDE. What happened to you? How did you have, what kind of near-death experience did you have? Because obviously, it's connected.
It is. It's definitely connected. I had a drowning, and I was out body surfing, and the waves were, you know, maybe 6 to 8 feet tall, and as a kid, I was captain of the water polo team, and you know, a very avid swimmer. I was on the swim team, and I felt myself bulletproof until, you know, these sneaker waves came in, like these little mini tsunamis, mm-hmm. And pretty much took everybody out there on the docks that were fishing, and we were pretty far out on a sandbar, and there was nowhere to go, and these massive waves started coming in, and I got hit very hard by the first wave, and it dislocated my shoulder and knocked the wind out of me and held me under forever, and then the second wave hit me and held me under, and I came up, finally tried to get a breath, and the third wave nailed me, and then I just released and gave up. I knew, you know, that was it. And
you thought you were dying.
What's that?
You thought you were dying.
Oh, pretty much I did, yeah. It, you have to breathe eventually, even if you're underwater. You know,
that's right.
You can only hold it so long. And I went through the tunnel that everybody else sees, but mine was a little different. I saw many, many levels, and I was blasting through them, you might say, and I didn't stop to talk, and ended up in this just brilliant golden light, you might say, which was the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine. And at that
if I can stop you, when you say you went through many levels,
yes.
Is there any way to describe what you mean by a level, and you went shooting through them, you say? What do you mean by levels?
Well, they're like dimensions or planes, and you move through them very quickly, and you resonate to the plane. You end up on the plane that matches your consciousness, you might say. So if, you know, if you have a very low consciousness, you don't go anywhere. If you're filled with all kinds of anger and guilt and unworthiness and fear and a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, memories of things you've done to others that you feel guilty about, you really don't go too far up the vibrational continuum. But if you keep going up there and just release it and let everything go, I ended up just focusing on the light as I went, on the golden light, and that's where I ended up. And I had a light body at that point, and I had a greater consciousness and light surrounding me, and I had a conversation with that, what I called...
You had a conversation with the light?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that conversation?
It was quite interesting. The first thing I asked was, how can I stay? Because just the love and the joy and the bliss and security are beyond words when you're in that realm. And it was like a thought-to-thought transmission, and it came back and it said, I never told my children when to come or go. That's free will.
That's free will.
Yeah, and so I had to kind of deprogram some of my programming. And the second thing I asked was, how can I earn the right to stay? And the transmission came back to me and said, you cannot earn what is given freely and unconditionally. And so I was totally burning off that image, you know, of this wrathful God, the little old man with a beard that judges and condemns everybody. And mm-hmm. and the last thing I said was, how can I serve? I really want to serve and give something back, because you're so grateful after experiencing this energy. I didn't hear anything for quite a long time, and the last thing I heard was the transmission came back to me and said, what do you want to do? What brings you joy? And I told them I wanted to come back and teach people the true nature of Source and what's really happening in the other planes and dimensions. And then,
all right, so you actually you solicited this. In other words, you wanted to be able to do exactly what you're doing right now, and that's a request you made when you got on the other side. That's
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Uh-huh. The last words I heard were, as you wish. And I was back
as you, so it is written, or something like that. All right, James, hold on. We're coming up to a break. James, finish up with the NDE. You said you went blasting through any number of what might have been different dimensions. You actually had a talk with the light. You wanted to be able to do what you're doing now. The next thing you knew, I take it, you were back, your eyes opened, medical people were there, or what?
Yeah, I was actually returned to the body, and there's a lifeguard that pulled me out. And what's interesting, he asked me if I was okay, and I said yes, and I was far from okay. But they were so busy pulling everybody else out of the water, and, you know, there's a lot of people on the jetty there that were washed off the jetty.
Right.
So they had their hands full, and I went up, and I got up to the beach and just passed out and woke up in a pool of water, somebody calling my name, and my best friend was actually thrown over the jetty and was hurt pretty badly, and from there I had to go to the hospital and talk to him to keep him from going into shock.
Boy. All right. Following this NDE, mm-hmm. when did the first contacts actually begin? How quickly?
Well, what happened is, what I didn't know is I had contacts ever since I was a child, but I didn't know what they were. And I got very involved in the material world and pretty much put all that behind me. And, you know, was in doing commercial real estate, actually. I had my own office and people working for me. And then I had the NDE, and I just walked away from everything and went up into the forest. But the contacts have been going on ever since I was a child, but I didn't truly understand the nature of the contacts until after the NDE. They all started becoming very clear.